the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right. It is the Mad Men DVD review. How are you doing this morning, Ben?
Very good. Very well.
Very good.
I was trying to combine very well and very good into very good.
Maybe it's not as good as I thought.
Not a great start.
No, you look good. You look good.
Cool. Yeah.
Looking fresh.
Big day.
Big day ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You finished your exams?
Not yet.
Oh my God. You poor, poor young man. Oh well, you know, once you get to the other side with your university degree, you've got a BA, right?
Yeah, a lovely, shiny BA.
That's the fast track to the top, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the,
my ticket to bigger places.
Exactly, bigger places. Actually, I went to South Korea with my BA, which is a big place.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go somewhere.
I'm hoping for a ticket to my own apartment.
All right, now we're talking.
Anyway,
what did you watch? What did you watch for us?
Today we're talking about To Sir With Love, 1967 movie starring Sidney Poitier. And I knew this movie mostly because of the song by Lulu, which became a song in its own right. We might play a cover of it after.
We will play a cover of it after.
Okay. Yeah, it's a nice song. It's a catchy song. And the movie's pretty nice and catchy too.
Okay, I'm reading the synopsis here on IMDb.
I had no idea what it's about, but it's basically a kind of classic troubled classroom teen drama movie. Focuses on the teacher. You know, you've seen it before. Who comes into a new class who is generally unreceptive.
What's that movie and, with Coolio in it? With Gangster's Paradise? Is it like that?
I was thinking more like Dead Poets Society or something like that.
I was thinking Coolio.
Or School of Rock, maybe.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was thinking Coolio, right? But yeah, I'll read the synopsis. It says, idealistic engineer trainee and his experiences in a teaching group of rambunctious white high school students from the slums of London's East End.
Yeah, yeah, and the song is by Lulu, and Lulu is in the movie in her acting debut.
Great
as one of the rambunctious teenagers. And I say teenagers, but they all look like they're in their mid-20s.
Okay.
Because this is classic high school casting. It's funny watching the extras in the background are appropriately age cast, but anyone who's an important character in the movie, they've aged up the actor, you know, to get a better performance.
Yeah.
So it's just like all the kids are in the foreground playing in the yard with their ball. They look like they should be like doing labor jobs and stuff.
Okay, right. I get you. And then Sidney Poitier, who's in his like late 20s, hanging out wearing shorts and stuff, kicking the ball around.
Yeah. Sidney Poitier is a teacher.
Okay, all right. I thought he was the idealistic engineer trainee.
He is an idealistic engineer trainee who kind of diverts from his chosen career path to take up teaching.
Okay.
And the conflict is that classic conflict between doing what he intended to do, which is go off and become an engineer, or stay and help these kids who desperately need some... who desperately need some guidance in life. Classic.
So what sort of guidance they need? Are they like on the drugs? Like what in 1967, what does rambunctious 60s adult children get up to?
Drugs, kind of just personal disputes, you know. A fair amount of racially charged. You have to be able to tolerate like a little bit of off-color words, you know. Does come up.
I won't tolerate it.
You have to be able to stomach that stuff, and you know, not everyone can sit through like a movie of that. And a few other off-color words. He calls the girls sluts for some reason.
What?
And
he does what?
He berates them for dressing inappropriately and acting inappropriately. It's just very weird to hear him saying that they're all sluts. Very strange. So you have to be able to tolerate all those little throwaway comments, which were totally fine back then, or more fine than they are now.
Maybe just reflect on them and be like, God, I'm glad we're not living back then anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you can reflect, but you don't have to subject yourself to it if you don't want to. But the movie itself is good. It's okay. Actually a great movie, I would say. Both my ears just came
back. Yeah, I figured it out, sorry.
This 1967 was kind of Sidney Poitier's year, if you don't know. Because he had Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And
with Suzanne Paul and Anthony Ray.
Catherine.
That's a really bad joke.
Oh, okay.
There was a TV show in the 90s called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, and Suzanne Paul showed up at your house with Anthony Ray driving a limo. And everyone always remembers the first episode because Jonah Lomu shows up and he gives him a PlayStation and Jonah Lomu rugby. It was great. I mean, if you had been around in those TV watching days, it was heady stuff.
Okay.
But they stole the line, obviously, from this film.
I missed the artifact.
Yeah.
Guess Who's Coming to Dinner is a Stanley Kramer movie, I think. And it has Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. And it's worth watching for them, but the movie itself is pretty bland and misguided. And the other movie was In the Heat of the Night, where he's a kind of a southern... No, he's a northern kind of police forensic scientist, I think, and he comes to a southern... He's just passing through, like, a small southern town. There's a murder. He's initially suspected due to racism. Kind of, they profile him. But then he kind of is forced to stay and help them solve the crime, and there's a lot of fiery... That's, like, the most racially charged
So this movie. Is, like...
But he did all kind of movies where, like... And the third one of 1967, I think this was shot in 1966, but it was held back because they were worried about it, was this one, To Sew With Love.
So, in
1967, he played a doctor in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. He played, like, a police forensic scientist and, like, an engineer teacher. So he really was, like, a kind of a moment in film, and he was the biggest box office star of that year because he just...
That's amazing.
The stars aligned.
For a African-American man in 1967, in the height of the civil rights movement, to be the leading, like, the box office leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite amazing.
Yeah, and this might be my favorite of those trio of films, just because, I don't know, it's a fun drama. It's a bit sentimental. But it's a classic teen movie.
So it's a good part of the Sidney Poitier 1967 trilogy.
Yes, I wonder if that is a trilogy. Well, Madman, get on it.
Not a trilogy. Oh yeah, sorry.
They should release it as a...
Maybe they do. And actually, if you wanted to watch this film, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we have a copy to give away.
Is it a copy, or I believe it might actually be a collection with To Sew With Love 2, which I didn't know was a thing until very recently, but there is a sequel that was made in the 90s.
There you go.
And Sidney Poitier is back, and
if you
directed
have
by someone, Peter Bogdanovich.
Peter Bogdanovich.
Yeah, can't remember his name.
Yeah, 1996 TV movie, straight to TV.
Yeah, I didn't watch it before this review.
But you can if you win.
But you can, yeah.
You can if you win these DVDs. So what you need to do is have a Simplicity B card. Text us into 5395 with your name, your B card number. And I don't know, should we text us in, apart from To Sew With Love, your favorite high school movie? Anything high school-y. How about that?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a movie, maybe.
Doesn't even have to be a movie.
High school TV show.
And we'll pick a winner. Hey, Ben, thank you so much for coming in. We've run out of backing track. We're just talking over each other now. I hope you go all right with your exams and your work.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. The Funky Plumber is here. Joel Fonick is here. And
that was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
And as